The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good morning, 7 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, January 26, 2023. I am wearing my We the People Are Pissed Off t-shirt this morning. Weren't you a little pissed off after listening to our show yesterday with Trevor Loudon, huh? Finding out that a majority of Congress members are commie pigs? Yeah, you want the truth? You can't handle the truth. Yeah. See, that's what the oblivious. See, this is a problem. I just posted on Truth Social this morning, by the way, under Power Hour host, for those of you following along, the oblivious who aren't paying attention to what the WEF and our commie Congress is doing are going to be the first to succumb to it. That is a fact. Especially if they believe that everything that the government is doing is right on. Well, I'll tell you one thing that's not right on. They lied to us about COVID. And this book right here, I have one copy left. Not this one. No, they have one. This is my copy. My copy. All right. For those of you watching, you can see all the expressions on my face talking about this book, The Real Anthony Fauci. This guy is a slime ball. All right. And if I ever had a chance to get into deposition with him, oh, the questions I could ask that these attorneys may or may not be aware of. Of course, I'm going to get the same old Watergate style. I don't remember. I don't recall. Yeah, Nixon was a liar, too. Anyway, so this book right here, if you order, you're the first one to get on the phone and call the Power Mall at 877-817-9229 and order $200 worth of products here at the Power Mall. Strauss products are 10% off. Vitamir products are 10% off. And we got the Winter Wellness Bundle still sale priced at $53. And, of course, if you want to buy a We the People Are Pissed Off t-shirt, you can, but they're dropship items, so they're not part of that $200 order. But you still can take advantage of the silver gel, 24 part per million, the OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million, to complete the Winter Wellness Bundle. And we'll get you a copy of this book for free. Everybody likes free. Yeah, so you get to order that. $200 order. First one. We got one book left. Are you going to be the one that gets this book for free? All you got to do is call and order $200 worth or more of product from the Power Mall, and we'll hook you up with this book. It'll be the last one, and we won't do that again. We won't be promoting it again. So will you be one of the lucky ones that's going to get smart and wise up? You will, after reading this book. I can tell you right now, I've gone through this book three times already, checking and double-checking notes, comparing it to the frontline doctors that I have talked to on this program on a regular basis. And I'll tell you what, this guy is right on. By the way, the chat box is available on thepowermall.com for those of you who have product order or questions and don't want to call up and bug us. Of course, we like your phone calls. Just, you know, try not to keep us on the phone forever. I know there's a lot of people out there that are lonely. And believe it or not, we have a health article about loneliness. Now, what do you think causes that? Well, let's see. Many of you have lost a loved one. And I am so sorry for that, because their memory lives on in your mind. And when you constantly are waking and realizing the loss of that loved one, it sits in your brain and stays there. I get that. It's you don't shake it. And that's part of loneliness. The other part of loneliness that the Hegelian dialectic is all about is the idea that people were told to stay 6 feet apart. Yeah, even that prostitute on the street corner in Los Angeles. What? Yeah, I'll talk about that in a minute. You are going to... I found all sorts of stuff that's just going to blow your mind. The stupidity of certain laws in certain states and the lack of enforcement thereof. Oh, and the world's second oldest profession. Prostitution is in full swing in downtown L.A. because they have restricted loitering arrests, or basically loosened the restrictions for that. So that means the hookers are out in full force. Wow. Oh, what a way to make a living. Oh, I sure hope that we'll see. Now, California is an abortion, pro-abortion state. So, you know, if they get pregnant, no big deal. Do you get an STD? No big deal. Wow. This is just crazy, right? Yeah, you can tell who's living and who's on their way to heaven and who's not just by their fruits. Big shout out, by the way, to Owen in Texas, listening on Rents Radio, placing his first order and left a comment, loving our addition to Rents Radio. We welcome all the Rents Radio listeners to the show. And I did get a letter from somebody who is working, and I won't mention names, but they are working for one of our Patriot show hosts out there, and they're being foreclosed on and evicted. And the hearing supposedly is tomorrow, and I'm just now hearing about it. If you are in trouble, see, and I'm going to LA tomorrow afternoon after the show to do a workshop, a seminar with attorney Al West, who I've co-authored two books with. And we're going to be talking to interested homeowners and attorneys from across the country who have signed up and are going to attend either a live stream or, you know, we're going to live stream on Zoom, or you have a seat reserved and for the day. And we're going to share some of the latest techniques and information in foreclosure defense. And I love it when the banks go, you can't do that. You're just buying time. Sometimes buying time is all you need to do. Because you can come up with plan B, but you see, the oblivious don't have a plan B. Plan B to them is... Did you hear that? If you were watching me on video, you can actually see me doing that. That's their plan B. They're confused. They're clueless. They have no idea what they're going to do. They're about to be kicked to the curb and thrown to the curb with all their possessions, because this is what happens when the sheriff shows up. And you can't email me the day before the eviction and tell me, do you have any suggestions? First off, I'm not an attorney. I'm a paralegal. I don't give legal advice. It says that right in my email inbox. There's a caveat there for a reason. It's because they love to bust people like me for unauthorized practice of law. Therefore, we don't give out legal advice and legal information. Now, if you have an attorney, I want to know who it is, because most attorneys in the foreclosure defense realm see you, the homeowner, afflicted as a monthly annuity. That's the truth. How do I know? Because I used to hang out with 40 attorneys in Austin, and I used to get into these mind games with them and challenge them to stuff that just was kind of like outside their skill set. And they would get into big arguments, and I go, okay, guys, I'm going to leave. No, you can't go. We're just getting started here. No, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I threw this stuff out on the table to make you guys think, because this is what's going to happen when you go into foreclosure court. And if you're not ready for this, they're going to eat your lunch. So, you know, this is one of the reasons why I did all this research and wrote several books on the subject matter. But I really want to give that one copy of RFK's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, RFK Jr. Really want to give that book away today. So get on the horn and order $200 worth so we can get rid of that copy. And also, we are on Power Hour updates as far as news, your email blast. You can just sign up for that right on our website. And if you have a cell phone and you can, it's a smartphone, you can also get, you can tap in and get updates on your phone. And of course, if you want to make a contribution to keep us on the radio, you can call the Power Mall directly to do that. 877-817-9829, or you can also shop at the Power Mall. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab, you'll see Heaven's Harvest, Land Energy, Optivita Hemp Products, The Grow Network, James McCanney, Water Filters, My Pillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils. And, of course, these are just some of the partners that we have out there that when you buy from them through our website, you help support us. And we appreciate that. So, and, of course, for those of you calling the Power Mall, be aware that we're not open until 8 a.m. Central. So if you call and call and call and nobody's answering, you know why. So time it. If you're on the East Coast, you have to wait till 9 a.m. to call. If you're in Mountain Time or Pacific Time, you can actually just wait until that clock, you know, ticks upward. And you know that it's 2 hours or 1 hour later in Central Time from where you are. And you can pick up the phone and be the first one to snag that book. All right. Dr. Michael Pincus, D.C., will be joining us in the next hour. And we're going to be talking about how to keep your pet, your dog or cat, be active and pain-free. Ah, here's how you do it. Pressure point therapy. Gentle touch of a finger. And you can heal your furry friend's pains, illnesses, and discomfort. Ooh, how about that? Oh, we're going to talk about a lot of different things during the hour and, of course, taking your phone calls. But in the meantime, here's the thing. If you're a new caller or somebody who doesn't call us as frequently, we'd love to hear from you. We have a regular bevy of callers that like to call up and comment on things. And, you know, we want to give those who have never called the show before the impetus to call. You are always welcome if you have not called in the past. Or, you know, if you're new, and let us know you're a new caller. And we'd love to hear from you as far as any of the things that we discuss on the show. In world news, the U.S. would likely run out of critical munitions during a major conflict with China's communist regime due to its inability to adequately mobilize the defense industrial base, according to empty bins in a wartime environment. You got that? Empty bins in a wartime environment. That link, as a matter of fact, is on the email blast. And it examines how the U.S. has depleted key arms reserve by sending them all to Ukraine. And now the U.S. wants to send M1 Abrams main battle tanks to Ukraine. Now, what do you think's going to happen when the Ruskies see this? Huh. Interesting. And, of course, the lame-o in the White House.
Well, that's what we all want. We want an end to the war. The tanks are not an offensive threat to Russia.
Whoa. Yeah, they're not an offensive threat unless you get hit with one of their artillery shells coming out of that tank. Yeah. Oh, my. These people, I'm telling you. No brains at all. Somebody put the idea in Lame-O Joe's head, and Lame-O Joe's going to send our M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. Wow. And unconfirmed reports that cited anonymous sources. You got to love that. Okay, really, what's going on here? Was the U.S. was poised to send dozens of its top battle tanks to Ukraine after saying for months that it wouldn't be deployed in the country. Yeah. Oh, the warmongers, they're all about that. You know, if they had the means and they had the chutzpah, they'd actually come out and say, yeah, we're going to send strategic nuclear weapons to Ukraine to launch on the Kremlin. No, that would go over well, wouldn't it? Yeah, see, I mean, this is what they want. These Marxists out there want to just see America go down. They want to take America down. And we're talking about sitting members of Congress, House and Senate. If you heard yesterday's broadcast, and you can see it on Rumble and Brighteon, if you listen to the second hour of yesterday's broadcast, we made it perfectly clear what is going on. And there's four new books that Trevor Loudon is coming out with that explain the House members. Now, we're talking about people like Ilhan Omar that just, you know, she's complaining now because they're going to take her off the Foreign Affairs Committee.
yeah, foreign affairs. And see, and all these little blowhards in the Democratic Party come out and say, well, Swalwell and Schiff are eminently qualified to be on the Intelligence Committee. Really? They lack intelligence, and they're liars. And they're Marxists. They want America to be overrun by communism. These people, these two guys, Swalwell and Schiff, are commie pigs. It's what they are. Call them what they are. Spade a spade. Got it? And why is Chairman Xi promoting technocrats to top positions? See, people can't figure out the same way. And, you know, is it smart what China did about zero COVID lockdowns and just letting everybody run loose and infect everyone? Well, you know, I think they stopped and they finally figured out the fact that, look, if we run let everybody loose, we're going to have 900 million people infected. And more people every month are going to drop dead. That's a good thing for reducing our population. That's just what the WEF wants. Of course, they're all courting China. If you were listening to our show yesterday, you would hear that. I told you yesterday this would be a great show to share, hour number two, to share that with everybody I know. I mean, see, this is a thing. And you think that I'm the blowhard here? I'm not. I'm telling you, we have to put on the critical thinking cap and examine what in Hades is going on in the United States Congress. Because there are people out there that want to do us harm. They get in, they want to become part of the elite, and they go to the WEF. Then they come home and they announce, well, we might be running for president after they've been to the WEF. What does that tell you? People like Manchin should not be voted into office. Not that office. Not. Sorry, Joe, ain't happening. We've already had one Joe that's screwing up the nation. We don't need another one. Sick of Joes. And I know all those of you who want Donald back in office, the Donald. Yeah. Well, understand that he had his chance to drain the swamp and he didn't do it. You know, and you got to ask keep just in the back of my head. I keep asking myself these questions. Why didn't he drain the swamp? Why did he put Bill Barr, that other commie pig? Why did he put him in there? He's supposed to be cleaning deep state and getting rid of it. Oh, no. They can't let him get elected again. As much as he's, you know, beating everybody else in the polls, we can't have that happen again. And see, bigger part of the problem here, the United Nations New World Order has announced International Day of Happiness global campaign. Oh, let's all, yeah, have our little Thorazine drip and drool on ourselves. Yeah. Yeah, the United Nations New World Order for ending poverty, hunger, gender inequality, and polluted water sound admirable, but are just pawns used to further a one-world government regime with power concentrated in the hands of a few elite billionaires. That's why they got Media Matters out there, this liberal fact-checking group, advocating for anybody who doesn't align with the New World Order mission to be eliminated. Yep. And who's funding all that? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of course. They want everybody vaccinated across the globe by 2030, and they want to track who hasn't been vaccinated.
Oh, we're going to come and get you.
This is what they're going to do. And Gates, of course, predicts adverse reactions to the vaccine will claim 700,000 victims. Yeah. Huh. We got a video for those of you that get it called COVID Corona Truth from Jeremy Elliott. And that's included in your email blast, by the way. If you're not getting it, you should be, because you're missing out on all that news that we talk about. So, Britain finally is going against what the New World Order, WEF, and everybody else has done. They're ending COVID-19 vaccine boosters for healthy people under 50. A little late, don't you think? I mean, they've already had two jabs. And what difference does it make if they've had two jabs already and they've been boosted? These people don't have long to live. See, they're watching all these sports players die on the field and they're going, oh my gosh, you know, what happens if Manchester United, what happens if they all drop dead on the field? What are we going to do? Nobody will come to the games. Yeah. See, if nobody goes out, this is a big problem. See, this is it's working contrary to the Hegelian dialectic narrative. See, we have this era of loneliness, and they're making a deal of it. They want to drive it home that you're lonely. Think about it. Kill yourself. You know, no, no, we don't do that. God doesn't want us taking our own lives. Just not the way it works. We don't do stuff like that. We don't eat Tide Pods. We don't do stupid stuff. We just don't. We love God. We love our fellow man. Love our neighbor. Love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, we don't do that. A Pennsylvania woman, believe it or not, who yelled threats toward former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the breach of the Capitol on J6, has been charged with felony and misdemeanor charges. Pauline Bauer of Kane, Pennsylvania, was found guilty in the D.C. courtroom by Judge Trevor McFadden, a Trump appointee. And, of course, she said, "This is where we find Nancy Pelosi." And then she was standing a few feet from the speaker's office when she was recorded as saying, "Bring that expletive out here now. Bring her out. Bring her out here. We're coming in for you if you don't bring her out here." According to what prosecutor said. Happened at 2:57 p.m. on January 6th, Eastern Time. And see, those who wanted to ra-ra-ra shish kumba, let's all sing kumbaya, did not realize this whole thing was a trap. The whole bloody J6 was a trap so they could throw it in Trump's face. At the expense of we the people. Let's fool we the people and have all these agents provocateur. We're just going to open the gates up and let them all come in and then bust them and put them in the D.C. gulag. Yeah, got to love that. Now, here's another interesting little tidbit. IRS, you know, tax time, you can now start filing your taxes. Oh, you little dutiful. And see, they come out with these little cliches like death and taxes. It's all there is, death and taxes. Yeah. Wow. The IRS wants to know whether you dabbled in virtual currency with digital assets. And I had asked myself, okay, what do they mean by that? And I had to go look it up because usually they have definitions posted somewhere. And they do. Their press releases clearly say that if you have dabbled in cryptocurrency or some other form of such, in a financial interest in a digital asset of any means, gifted, sell, exchange, otherwise dispose of, if you did anything with cryptocurrency or anything similar to cryptocurrency that's digital in nature, you have to answer that question. All taxpayers have to answer it, regardless of whether they engaged in it or not. And if you don't check yes or no, they're going to come get you, because they'll automatically assume you're ducking it. So make sure when you fill out your tax forms that you answer the question. And if you're like me and you don't believe in cryptocurrency because it's nothing but ether that Sam Bankman-Fried can engage in, you know, this is the thing. We've all know that banks can't loan their credit, only money. But they loan their credit all the time with a book entry. See, and people just keep going out and doing the same thing over and over and over again, giving the banks an upper hand. This is why we have all these foreclosures going on right now. Because people aren't paying attention. They're oblivious to what's happening. We sure don't want to see people kicked to the curb. It's one of the reasons why we do these foreclosure workshops. But you know what? 97.5% of all those who are served with foreclosure notice are going to get up and boogie. Yeah, they're going to pack all their belongings up and they're going to leave. Yep. They're going to take off and join a tent city somewhere, or they're going to go move in with relatives. This is what they do. It's what they did back in 2008. History repeats itself. Those who are ignorant ever to doom to repeat it. Yep, they'll go join the ranks of all the druggies in San Francisco sitting out on street corners, shooting up, whatever. Uh-huh. It's pretty bad up there. James Comer, the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability chairman, wants to know why Fed Worker Health Program is paying $1 billion for ineligible members. Well, it's the United States government, James. It's the U.S. government. They find ways of wasting money all the time. Jeez. studying the migration habits of sea turtles.
Wow.
$3 million to watch hamsters jacked up on steroids fight each other.
This is what they're doing.
It's crazy. And of course, if you haven't read the Texas Nationalist Movement website lately, they have joined Texas First, a civil action network dedicated to promoting secure elections in Texas. Texas First is a volunteer network of grassroots organizations in support of protecting accurate, transparent, and accountable elections. TNM President Daniel Miller, who's been on the show multiple times, said his organization is proud to be affiliated with Texas First. The mission at TNM's always been to place the good of Texas above all else. If we are to get and win a referendum on Texas, Texans need an election process they can trust, hence the affiliation. And of course, for those of you not paying attention to what's happening to the U.S. population, mind-blowing analysis is out now. The Princeton policy advisors are accurately projecting about 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens would be apprehended, projecting also that more than 2.3 million border crossers and illegal aliens. Yeah, 4.2 million apprehensions. But those who are in the U.S. right now, 2.7 million illegal aliens, it's approaching 1% of the total U.S. population. Just thought you ought to know. Survey said, yeah. Tim in Michigan, what's going on?
Put options in the stock market. You ever heard of them? I never had until somebody advised me about.
Yeah, I studied options. I studied options. I had platforms and all sorts of stuff, and I got out of the markets completely when I realized what was going on there.
Because the put option is just betting on the stock market going down. It's very lucrative, very expensive to get into. But why? That's what these elites do with their big money. They run a stock up, and they invest on that end, but they're also invested on it crashing, and they got the money to pull the stock out and crash their own, you know, the stock and make money going both ways.
Yep.
And I once heard, and I believe this, if you want to find out who's behind 9/11, find out who made all the money on the put options on 9/11, or 9/12, I should say. Go
yep.
see who made all the money at 2008 when the stock market crashed. Go see who was betting on it. There's
yep.
your guilty party.
Yep, there's a bunch of them out there. We know it.
Why aren't we investigating this? Why is the IRS, Nancy Pelosi, Cheney, where like this?
Well, they're starting. Yeah, the House Oversight. Yeah, the House Oversight Committee, Tim, is looking into all of this. And of course, they've come up with the Pelosi Act, which they want to stop all these stock transactions going on right now. And of course, now we're out of time. We're at the break. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these messages. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get 2 boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday. Yes, Thursday once again. Thursday's child has far to go. Yep, January 26, 2023. Keith in Oklahoma, good to have you on board. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. I'm not a new caller, but it has been a while since I've talked with you. It just brought back a memory of when I had called you before. You had brought up Donald Trump earlier, and I had thought, I was a Trump voter, and I feel like I was fooled by him. I'm embarrassed by it now and things like that. And you mentioned, draining the swamp, and, he did nothing more than fill the swamp, and there's still this facade out there that I think that, everyone hates him, so he must have been doing something, And I'm like, no, it was just more of the same. And it was, you brought that up, and I'm just bringing back the memories of that. I feel embarrassed. I was, tricked by him. I feel like I was. And I still see these flags around, on the people's cars and houses. Don't blame me. I voted for Trump, And I'm like, oh, my gosh. When is this facade ever going to be broken through and, shown that, nothing is more status quo than anything and more filling the swamp than draining it,
Well, and I get that, Keith. Here's the thing. People, and this is something my attorney always told me, that whenever you're over the target, you're going to catch flack. And you can take that and you can apply it to whatever comes up in conversation. Welcome to the world's oldest profession. And it's not street prostitution, which is going on in L.A. right now. It's politics.
And see, the thing is a lot of people, they didn't go to college and they didn't take political science in college because they thought it was frickin' boring, but it's not. Actually, I aced poli sci. That was one of my favorite classes besides journalism. And I just, you know, I find it very odd that we have all of this mainstream media that has the if they cared about the Constitution, they would actually protect the United States of America instead of trying to destroy it. But the problem we have is that the mainstream media is kowtowing to deep state, and deep state, you know, Donald Trump and deep state are at just, you know, juxtapose at two opposite ends of the spectrum. And we, the people, are caught in the middle. And so, you know, if you don't have somebody, like I said, you get Billy Barr in there, and that guy's a commie pig. You know, I don't care if he's an attorney. Part of the problem was, you remember a long time ago, we had this hidden 13th Amendment that was floating around, which is no person holding a title of nobility shall be elected to public office. Oh, that would mean Esquire. And see, you know, Donald Trump was not an Esquire. But Billy Boy, you know, before him, and the Obama Shamalama Ding Dongs, they're attorneys. And so, you know, when you have people like that out there, you know, running the shift show, you know, and they are basically everything they've done. See, we had Affordable Care Act, you know, and all these people are suffering because they keep taxing us into oblivion. You know, they're really trying to destroy us financially, and now with COVID. And see, Donald Trump had every reason to be suspicious, but no. Donald Trump's ego got the best of him, and he's patting himself on the back, and look what I did, Operation Warp Speed. And it's like, dude, seriously? This stuff wasn't even tested. Why weren't you listening to frontline doctors that are telling you, Mr. President, we have a real problem here? You're going to kill a lot of people. See, and that's the thing I keep saying on the show, Kevin. People, all these presidents out there want to take credit for every little bloody thing, but they don't want to share in the blame.
Yes, I looked at, you know, President Trump, you know, with the Operation Warp Speed and all that as nothing more than a sales representative for the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, that's exactly what he was doing. He was. You know, he was a salesman for the industry, and that's really what it was. He's out there on the front house lawn, you know, with the testing kits. Go buy these kits, you know. Oh, my gosh, he's a sales rep for the pharmaceutical industry.
Yet he's taking hydroxychloroquine. Go figure.
And also, I really like going back to the Before I get off the phone with you, I like going back to the early time slot. I really like it, the 79.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
You know,
I'm glad.
Back when I was listening to Joyce, that was, you know, that time slot, and I really like it.
Yeah, well, we miss her. I miss being, I was
too.
A guest on her show multiple times, and I love doing it. In fact, I audited Joyce Riley's property. I did an evaluation of that and turned it over to an attorney. And, wow, she got blown away by the results I found. I'm always finding stuff. And if you think chains of title can be corrupted like credit reports, yes, they can. And they are more so these days. And people just idly sit by and have not a clue. And see, our Congress can do something about that, but do they? No. They're all players in the game.
No.
They're all there to make themselves rich.
That's right.
That's what they're doing, because they get honoraria and then they get to promote their Marxist viewpoints, which I know you were listening to the show yesterday and you heard Trevor Loudon, right?
Yes, I did. Very good. Very good interview. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I'm wearing my We the People Are Pissed Off t-shirt this morning. So we appreciate
you. Yeah, you look good on the video, Dave.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. You know, even at this ungodly hour of the morning, people are just like trying to wake up and have their first cup of Java. I'm on my third right now, which is why we're having this conversation high speed. So we appreciate your calling this morning, Kevin. Thank you so much. How are things in Oklahoma? You get any snow there?
We did. It melted off really quick. It's all gone today. And luckily, none of that stuck to the ground. So
all right. Sounds
good.
I'm
thankful
for that. and no geoengineering garbage on the ground either. Thank God for small favors. All right. We appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Can chronic dehydration age you more quickly? Now think about that. And see, we're all wondering about water. water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. Well, come on, really? It's there. Here's the thing. If you're thirsty, take a drink. The color of your urine, believe it or not, that has a lot to do with dehydration, believe it or not. We have an article under health in the section that we're going to be sending out on the email blast. You should probably read. Signs that you could be dehydrated, you probably want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Bad breath, headache, confusion, decreased alertness, sugar cravings, and constipation. Well, that wasn't obvious. That's one of the reasons why, you know, we were talking about getting regular yesterday on the show. Hopefully you read that little email that we got from a listener out there. Good point, Eleanor. And based on higher body water content and smaller size, infants and children are more vulnerable to the effects of dehydration. And see, this is the thing. If you don't have access to water, especially in this day and age, some sort of water source, I'm always looking for property with a spring-fed pond or springs or creeks or something that has water flow that's constant because it could be filtered. 72 hours without water and you are in trouble. So just remember that. And then overhydration, which, by the way, drinking too much, it's called water intoxication or water poisoning, leads to low sodium levels and electrolyte imbalances. That is a serious medical situation, which can be life-threatening. So, you know, people who sit there and, oh, I drink, you know, 25 ounces of water in a sitting, well, you might want to rethink that. Especially if you're chugging. You don't sit down and chug a gallon of water. It just doesn't work like that. That doesn't fix the problem. You know, you just space out, just like I do. You know, I've got ice and water. Some people go, Dave, don't put ice in there. Drink it at room temperature because it's better for cellular absorption. Yeah, I get it. The thing is I drink more of it and I'm okay. You know, we have all of these health products that we sell at the Power Mall, which, by the way, is going to open up for those of you in Central Time in a little over 15 minutes. Then you'll be the first one to call up and get that book when you order more than $200 and get the last copy of the book. Cancer, by the way, is one of the world's leading causes of death in adults and kids alike. It doesn't care about age, race, gender, race, nothing. Doesn't care. It's an equal opportunity destroyer. Researchers are continually searching for ways to cure the disease. And we're just kind of like, really? You thin your tax-deductible contribution to the American Cancer Society. What are they doing with it? Nobody bothers to find out exactly. It's like the Red Cross. You know why I don't donate to the Red Cross anymore? They were at Waco and Ruby Ridge. When they were killing men, women, and children in Waco, the Red Cross is out there giving the FBI coffee and sandwiches. Really? Nobody realizes all of this stuff. Where was the Red Cross? You know, people are dying. Seriously. This is a problem. That's why I don't donate to them anymore. And then you've got to look at the administrative fees of all the money they take in. Look at your nonprofits out there and see how much money they take in, and even more so now. All those people that gave to BLM, and now you find out from yesterday's show that they're Marxist. They're commie pigs. And they led everybody astray and got them all to be alienated, and now they want to start busting Antifa, which is the wing of the Democratic Party. We talked about that on the show, too. It's amazing when you have a terrorist, anarchist based enforcement arm shoring up a political party. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Oh, they're just protesting. It's peaceful. Yeah, as the police precinct burns in Minneapolis. Yeah. Yeah, we won't forget that. Remember that business owner that was trying to protect his business in Dallas and got beat to death? Remember that? We won't forget it. You know, 9/11 is just, you know, a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of damage that was caused in the 2020 riots all over the country, and they used George Floyd as a poster child? The guy was an addict. But you see, this is how deranged these people are. This is politics. They motivate them and get them all upset over stuff that they don't need to be getting upset over. It's all about optics, because they can control a certain amount of the population and turn them against other parts of the population. So we have an article, you know, we're talking about cancer, that thing, and I got off on a tangent talking about nonprofits and how to research them and make sure they're not commie and donating or based in communism. Well, there is another recent study that's showing black tea may have cancer-fighting effects because they have theophylactins in them. Unique compound in black tea being responsible for the drink's cancer-fighting effects. Theophylactins are compounds that are formed in the process of making black tea. There are no black tea leaves or black tea plants found anywhere in nature. It actually comes from the process of fermenting green tea leaves. Yeah, black tea polyphenols. We got a study on there that we're sharing with you. And, of course, Will in Michigan, what is going on?
Well, I've always heard darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yep.
Black tea.
Yep.
Question.
Oh, no, you're talking about black tea. Black is beautiful. You're talking about, does that make us all a racist because we're talking about black tea? I mean, they're scolding us for using white paint. Will, what are we to make of all this?
It's a distraction, like the blue dress in Watergate. Yeah. While we look over here, they're doing it over there. Herbert Hoover proved that blackmail is the name of the future game. Is it possible these classified documents have been smuggled out by these individuals that have them in their possessions for monetary gain? If you're a kleptomaniac and you hold a public office, you're going to steal the silverware, the furniture, or the classified documents.
Yeah.
Blackmail is the name of the game, sir.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, there's authors out there that we'd like to get on the show. I've got copies of their books about blackmail. And apparently, you know, a lot of these people in Congress may have been to Epstein Island and flew on the Lolita Express. And that's one way they're blackmailing them. And how many of these Congress people out there that are Marxists, how many of them have had underage kids smuggled into their offices for a little afternoon sex act? You got to wonder about stuff like that.
Dual citizenship in other countries. They could have dual citizenship in other countries.
Got to wonder about all this.
Bank accounts. Blackmail.
Yeah, well, only Fincen. Herbert Hoover. Only Hubert Hoover. Yeah.
You know, he's the only one that proved it to me. The rest are just actors.
Yeah.
Being manipulated in a distraction called divide and conquer. While
that's
they
right.
Sell our grandkids into slavery. They peeped the game in France 200 years ago, and I don't advocate violence, the exact opposite. I advocate shaming the mentally ill bastards into going downtown and putting their own heads in the guillotine and pulling the string themselves. Shame them to the point of being human predators. So who owned the ships that did the human trafficking?
Here we go. I think we know this already. Epstein and everybody else and every other Jewish name you can think of. And with that, we appreciate your call. Splash Mountain, permanently closed, replaced at Disneyland following racism allegations. This place has been in operation for 30 years. Over 30 years. And the Splash Mountain ride is permanently closed, and it's going to be rethemed as Princess Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Wow. While officials assert the ride's waterfall-like structure and layout will not change, Disney Imagineers will remodel it after the Princess and the Frog characters. Yeah. Its previous theme, Song of the South, originated from Disney's 1946 film featuring Br'er Rabbit and his adventures in the South, which came under fire in recent years by some for allegedly racially insensitive undertones. Oh, boy. Wow. There is a new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, which, of course, is catering to what's going on in L.A. He is now restricting arrests for loitering. Yeah. The law was one of several radical new pieces of legislation pushed by State Senator Scott Wiener, Democrat San Francisco, who's also responsible for a law making California a sanctuary state for minors seeking to become TGs through sexual reassignment surgery or drugs. Wow. So, folks, if you wake up and find your child gone, and you think that there might have been some transgender hanky-panky going on at their public school, and you don't know anything about it, well, you might want to check with California authorities to see if they've seen your kid out there, because he may be going out there for puberty blockers or having their privates reassigned into something that's not going to work. And they're going to be very depressed, and they're going to find themselves lonely. And they're probably going to kill themselves, because the rate of suicides among SRS people is huge. If you haven't, and see, nobody's talking about that. See, they want to totally tear up the family unit. We talked about that yesterday in the show. So now that Newsom has signed a law banning arrests for loitering for solicitation purposes, all the hookers are on the streets in L.A. It's exploded. Find a hooker in every street corner. Gee, all the guys in Wall Street should love that. Maybe they should relocate Wall Street to L.A. now, so they can all get their little sexual satisfaction. Yeah. Gotta love it. You know, and these people made so much money off of us. We the people. People lost their pensions. Well, that's why I wrote about it in Clouded Titles. We have that available, by the way, at the Power Mall for those of you who want to buy a copy of that. Help us out. In the science and tech field, layoffs announced over the past month have many asking if this is a bellwether for the broader labor market. There are good reasons to believe it won't, especially if the economy avoids a deep recession, which we don't know that it won't, because tech workers are being laid off like crazy. Tech sales of all types, software advertising, subscriptions, you know. Now they've got lower growth, which means since they're going back to normal levels, and that includes Netflix. Oh, they've just gone crazy, you know. Yeah, we don't need it anymore. Here's the thing. All of this digital machinery that's out there right now, you got to get away from it. Stop spending your money on it. I'm still debating on how I want to... next time I'm ready to upgrade this little bad boy right here I'm showing on camera with my Texit QR code. Oh, boy, QR codes. I was talking about not using those. It's not hypocritical. It's what Texit uses to scan to get people to support the Texit movement. All right. So it's with a purpose, and we're totally transparent about where it's going. It links right to the website. All right. But the thing is this phone right here is a tracking device. And see, we're trying to figure out how you can exist without it, because see, this is what they did with the Mi phone. They got everybody addicted to these smartphones, and now they can't live without them. Oh, I'm trapped. What am I going to do? I can't. I got to be on social media. I have to let everybody know that I'm so fickle and I'm alive and I have all these little issues. I have to get on. I have seen people admit to their alcoholism and everything on Facebook. Of all places, you want to come out and air your dirty laundry? Really? Seriously, folks, we have a very neurotic society. If this is the way it's going to be, why are you on social media talking all about that? I thought people valued their privacy. Why don't you just tell everybody what your social security number is and say, here, come rip me off. I'm prone for identity theft. Hey, what a great idea. You know, it's like putting gun-free zone signs out in front of your house to invite home invasion. Stupid is as stupid does, folks, and we have people who are that stupid that don't belong in the gene pool. They are just asking for trouble. They go out and they do stupid stuff. This is what I'm talking about. And if you think that, you know, what I was talking about, you know, the surveillance, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has admitted it was illogical for his government to give millions of dollars to a two-person firm to develop a coronavirus travel app. Yeah, it tracks people. Arrive can. And you know what these two guys did they gave millions of dollars to? Subbed it out to other companies. And he subcontracted all the work. Gee, what a novel idea. Go promote yourself and siphon off a bunch of those millions of dollars and subcontract it out to somebody else. Yeah, and Trudeau's now got egg on his face. Good, he deserves it. Marxist. And California, by the way, since we're talking about all the hookers on the street, Diablo Canyon, the last operational nuclear power plant in California, could be forced to shut down by 2025, despite a five-year extension signed by Gavin Newsom, leaving the state potentially short of power. This week, the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NERC, NRC, rather, rejected an effort by the Pacific Gas and Electric Company to reinstate permit applications that it had withdrawn. So there you have it. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we've got single-family housing programs through the USDA, for those of you who are interested, along with all the other COVID stuff, and Newsmax, of course, dropped by DirecTV. Crazy, isn't it? Going to be back at the other side of the hour with Dr. Michael Pincus. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.